The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last night I was at a rehearsal dinner for a wedding that I'll celebrate this afternoon. And at the start of the dinner, the young man, he's not yet 30 years old, shared the story of how they chose October 4th for the day of their wedding. When he, 15 years ago as an 8th grader, he was at St. Mary's School downtown. At the beginning of the year, the teacher said, we're going to do a class project on a saint. Everyone has to choose a saint. Well, he was not a church-going young Catholic. His family didn't practice the faith hardly at all. And one of the only saints he really knew anything about was Francis, right? One of the most famous, so he chose Francis. Well, as the year goes on, they discover that whatever saint they had chosen for their report would be their confirmation saint. Well, he was disappointed. Oh, well, gosh, I wouldn't have chosen him for confirmation, right, if they had told us that in advance. But God had a plan. So fast forward 15 years, and after he proposed to his girlfriend, they had to choose a date for their wedding. And they had both started to grow in their faith, and so they said, let's choose a great feast day. So they get out the calendar, and there was nothing in the next 6 months on a Saturday that was a great feast day. And they said, you know what, I wonder what day we had our first date on, if that's a feast day of the church. She had recorded it in her calendar, October 4th, the feast of St. Francis. Thought, gosh, that's interesting, right? So they chose October 4th. 2 weeks later, this was last December, after he had proposed, they were here for the celebration of the New Year. They were here on New Year's Eve, when we choose a saint for the year. So they said a prayer to the Holy Spirit as they go out to the basket at the door of the church. And in her heart, she thinks, oh my goodness, what if I chose Francis? So she reaches in, takes out a piece of paper, and he's waiting. Open it up. Well, what if it's not him, right? I'm afraid. They get out to the car, they're driving home. Finally, she opens up the paper and begins to cry. For sure enough, it's Francis. St. Francis had the gift of casting out evil spirits. There are numerous stories of him freeing people from possession. But his focus in life was not casting out demons. It was union with our Lord Jesus Christ. And he sought every day of his life ever deeper union. He would say to his brothers over and over, "Let us begin anew. We have done so little thus far." And whenever they would have to make a decision, he would say, what is for the highest perfection? What would be most pleasing to God? Even the decision to become a non-monastic order, to go out in the streets and preach the gospel, that was a very difficult decision they made as a community. After deep prayer, what does God desire of us? And Francis came forth and said, "It seems to me more pleasing to God that I should lay aside my quiet and go forth to labor." But Francis didn't want heaven just for himself alone. He wanted it for everyone. And I think one of the most profound stories from his life is when he went to visit the head of the Islamic faith. Because he thought the Muslims, they must know Jesus Christ. And he thought, "I'm going to sure martyrdom just by traveling to a country to visit the head Saracen." And when he gets there, he begins to preach the gospel and he is deeply moved. He's considering Christianity, the Catholic faith. But of course he decides, you know, I couldn't possibly do that. And when Francis' words won't convert him, he says, "You know what, you want proof? Build a fire. Let it be a raging fire. I will get in with any of your priests and allow God to show us what is the true faith." Now he said he would not send his priests into a fire and he didn't think they'd go anyway. But he would do anything and everything so that a soul could be converted, so that one more person could encounter Jesus Christ. On this, his feast day, may we pray that we always seek ever deeper union with our Lord, and through our faith, other hearts will be touched.